A new poll for WYPR, the Baltimore Sun, and the University of Baltimore shows that nearly 40% of likely Democratic primary voters are undecided in the city council president's race. But there is a frontrunner. State Delegate Nick Mosby has an edge with 25% of voters' support. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is here with analysis. Emily, 39% of voters are undecided. That seems like a lot of undecided voters.
That's right. For comparison, 31% of voters in our mayoral race poll said they're undecided. And for context, OpinionWorks polled 400 voters resembling the city electorate by phone in late February for this poll. It has a margin error of 4.9 percentage points. I talked to Roger Hartley, UB's Dean of the College of Public Affairs, about all that indecision.
The fact that likely voters, such a high percentage of likely voters, have not made a decision is pretty simple. They really see a lot of different candidates that they don't know a lot about, and they're learning, and they simply don't know who to vote for right now.
Incumbent Council President Brandon Scott is running for the Democratic mayoral nomination, leaving his seat totally up for grabs, with a pool of candidates that's just really clamoring for attention. And some of them are just not household names, despite already being public officials with track records, like freshman council member Shannon Sneed or Leon Pinkett.
Name recognition is not so much of a problem for the poll's leader, Nick Mosby, right?
Exactly. He was on the city council for years until voters sent him into the House of Delegates. He's married to Marilyn Mosby, the highly visible city state's attorney. You may remember when he ran for mayor back in 2016, he ended up dropping out of the race. He didn't catch fire, and some pundits thought that was because maybe voters were worried about a concentration of power between the couple. Steve Robbie of OpinionWorks says now that doesn't seem to be an issue.
City council president is a different office than mayor, and so I'm not so sure that people would accrue the same sense to it in terms of concentration of power.
So how are Sneed and Pinkett and the other candidates polling?
Former city councilman Carl Stokes is at 17%. Sneed polled in the double digits at 10, and Leon Pinkett is at 4%. And they all split the vote. Combined, they have more support than Mosby. Hartley, the dean of UB, thinks that could bode well for either Sneed or Stokes. Sneed's a freshman councilwoman running on a very progressive campaign, with lots of endorsements from unions and left-leaning groups. Stokes is a bit of a perennial candidate. He's tossed his hat in the race for mayor multiple times, and once already for this office. Robbie, the OpinionWorks pollster, thinks that this race will end up being about the very broad motif of two things: crime and personal integrity.
The winning candidates are going to be the ones that are going to be able to understand that mood that the city's in and be able to speak to that hunger that I sense that voters have for decisive leadership.
But before we wrap up this conversation, Nathan, I again just have to emphasize how many people have yet to make up their minds. For now, Mosby has a big edge. Whether it stays that way with about 40% of the polled electorate undecided is a big, big question mark. Again, here's Robbie.
Some people come out to vote in the mayor's race and don't know what they're going to do in this race, and they make a very last-minute decision. That's the thing to watch for in this race, and to see if we can figure out what those late deciders might do.
Voters will get to make that decision on primary day, on April 28th.
And early voting for the primary runs April 16th through the 23rd. Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall and more for WYPR. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.